This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Big thanks to the Baltimore Orioles, who for the second day in a row took the Mariners to the woodshed. Well, they beat them 5-3. Good enough.
Yes.
5-3. Any score of a one run more than the other team works for us. 5-3, the Orioles. Why is that significant? Because the Astros now have a tiny bit more daylight between them and the Seattle Mariners, who had gotten into a virtual tie with the Astros earlier this week, but Astros beat the Red Sox on Wednesday night. Mariners lose in a walk-off to the Orioles, and then Astros off yesterday, but the Orioles get the job done. So 1.5 games, and the Astros will thank the Orioles by slapping them around for the next 3 days over at Daikin Park. Thank you very much for beating the Mariners. Here is your prize.
Thank you.
Getting slapped in the face by Framber Valdez tonight.
Will they get slapped in the face by Framber, or will it be Framber slapping himself in the face tonight. Going psychotically weird on the... Okay.
Framber's back. That's what I'm feeling.
We've got the... There's a Baltimore radio host doing his morning show from one of our accessory studios now.
Oh, let's give him a wedgie.
Like 20 yards
let's
down
haze
the hall.
Him. Yeah.
He must be. I don't know why he would travel. I don't think he's traveling because of the huge series versus the Astros. He
must be. Oh, no, they were a seller at the deadline.
He must be involved with the broad. He must be with a play by player.
Let's barge in and ask him during the next break.
We might go. Mike could get him on at the. They're probably done an hour.
Oh, the 9 o'clock
us.
Hour?
Yeah.
Do a little preview?
Yeah.
That could be fun. That's the least he can do for us letting him use our studio over there.
I got
there.
Booted out, and this morning I was doing some work in there.
That's your prep studio.
And they said, and like the Captain Mickey's producer there said, "Hey Seth, sorry, but and I'm like, "Oh, it's Baltimore. They own us. Might as well." Because they probably do the Ravens too. It's just the Ravens.
They probably
us around again.
They probably do.
Well, let's just call it Christmas. I'm gonna go give him some. I'll just put some mistletoe up and smooch him on
That's
the cheek.
That's true, man. I was about to go over and haze the guy, and then I forgot that his football team beats us by multiple touchdowns.
He's
going to
run a zone read on me, and I'm going to get stuck floundering about.
Oh,
yeah,
man. That's not a bad idea. We should go. Okay. We should go ask the guy if he wants to pop on with us in the 9 o'clock hour. So
everybody hold tight. Coming up at 9, a guy from Baltimore to be named
just
later.
Just me and you chopping it up here is all. the Astros. Look, their schedule the rest of the month goes like this: 3 versus Baltimore, 3 at Detroit, and Detroit's not as hot as they were at the beginning of the year, but they're still very good, obviously. 4 at Baltimore, 3 versus Colorado at home, and then 3 versus the Angels. The Astros need to do some work here over the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
These are, other than Detroit, these are bad baseball teams.
Yes.
And I mean, I know the Angels have been a little better than people expected, but they're still the Angels, and you've got them at home. You got to slap these guys around. The Mariners have the Mets for three in New York starting tonight. The Mets have been horrible in the month of August so far. But then they're at Philly. Philly's a good team. Then the Athletics. I don't know what the Athletics record is. I just know the last time the Astros played them, they got swept and got outscored 32-7. So I'm assuming the Athletics are a juggernaut right now. I'm not going to look at the standings. I'm just going to go by what I saw at Daikin Park a couple of weeks ago. And then San Diego, who's leading the Dodgers right now in the NL West, and then Cleveland. So I think Mariners got a little bit of a tougher slate the rest of the month. The Astros, I mean, that's 15 games. You got 15 games, nine of them are at home. They're largely against bad baseball teams. You got to go 10-5, man. Got to go 10-5 in those 15 games. I don't care about all these guys are on the injured list, and when is Yordan going to come back? You're better than most of these baseball teams.
You know, roughly since the trade deadline, I'm just looking at the splits. Let's say the last 14 days, the power has awakened a little bit in the lineup compared to where they've been, but just a smidgen. But we've seen specifically Correa, and that you might be getting the best version of Correa. That's probably what I'm most excited about for the second half of the season. I'm still more nervous than excited about the returning pitchers until I see a classic Javier performance, or until I see Arrigetti really get back control of his command.
Yeah.
Command of his control. Who's and
the
so
three?
Forth.
Who's the three? If you had to go into, I was thinking about this yesterday, like, okay, if I'm going to go full, like, glass half empty, and this Yordan hand injury that just keeps, it feels like a can that keeps getting kicked down the road.
Yeah.
If it turns out he can't come back, and Josh Hader, if he's done for the season, which it's, my gut feeling is bad on Josh Hader right now, and you're going to be running in center field with Chaz or Jacob Melton because Jake Meyer's calf. In other words, if this is your squad, like Gene Hackman and Hoosiers, that's my team.
Right.
This is my team. Is this team good enough to win a World Series?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've gone through the exercise of, in any given year, the favorites are the favorites for a reason, but the teams have won the World Series very recently and against the Astros at times, having the 15th best offense, having the fifth or sixth, seventh best pitching staff. That's about where the Astros are right now. And yeah, that you can win a World Series that way. It just makes it a whole lot more random.
Yeah.
So the upside would be, I think that this last third of the season, they could perform better than what their season stats are right now. Correa offensive bump and boost, it's not just a sentimental thing. His moving to third base, he said it's just so much less physically taxing that I think you, with him not feeling as banged up and bruised and tired, and at the plate in a place where he's really, really comfortable. I don't think it's overly optimistic to think that you're going to get the better version of him than what he was showing offensively in the first half of the season.
I'm with you. They can win a World Series. You know, obviously, you know, mathematically possible for sure. But like, can win, it means like you feel like, okay, you're fired up to get behind them to head into the postseason. And I would be. I'd be nervous about some things. Now, here's where I would get nervous. If you're in, you know, if you're in a series where there's going to be a game three, you know, you get into a game three of a 2 out of 3 wild card round, or, you know, hopefully they get a bye and you start out in the ALDS, best of five. Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez, I'm supremely confident in. And I know they've both been up and down lately, but Hunter Brown looks like he's figured some things out. He wasn't as dominant on Wednesday night as he was in June. You know, I think he had 4 strikeouts and 3 walks. So it wasn't vintage Hunter Brown, but it was, look, 6 2/3 of 1 runs. I'll take it every time. And then Framber, you know, tonight's a big start for him. It hasn't been good the last few starts. Right now, like, pretend we're in the postseason right now. We're getting into a game three with what right now is Spencer Arrigetti or Christian Javier.
Right.
Like, Jason Alexander's better than both those guys in the last 2 weeks.
In the last 2 weeks. And then when you're getting to a bullpen where I great effort playing above what the expectations were for much of the season. But there's very few guys out there right now that I really, really trust other than Abreu. And Abreu does the favor of making it really interesting sometimes.
He does. He keeps it saucy. Yeah.
He either makes you the most confident. You know what it is? We're in a toxic relationship with Brian Abreu. Because there's times where I feel like when he's out on the mound, I'm like, oh, how could I ever doubt him? He's rock solid. Nobody's going to put a bat on that anywhere near that ball. And then there's other times where I'm like, this might just, the world might be collapsing right now.
You're preaching to the choir. If you recall, I got skewered for a tweet earlier this season, I think back in June, where I said, Brian Abreu is the worst pitcher I've ever seen with an ERA under 2.5.
Yeah, that was a I frankly I almost went clown emoji on you on that one.
Okay, Chandler.
Yeah. You're a little bit like McLean when you're tweeting a game. It's not the actual rational Sean.
No,
it's just you shooting from the you're Trump tweeting Sean. Your emotions.
Yeah,
there's a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it.
I was thinking spatially at the time, man. I'm excited for this weekend against the Orioles. Let's go Astros. Let's see here. People weighing in. Mariners going to Mariner like always. We don't need to worry about them. Or Mariners going to Mariner, Seth.
I don't ever fall into that trap. Because every time, look, the Astros used to be the Disastros until they weren't.
Yeah.
I don't get fooled by the logo.
Nope.
Okay? You gotta treat your opponent with respect. So, whether they're the Sacramento Athletics,
yep.
The Seattle Mariners.
Yep.
The Antifa Mariners, the cesspool Orioles, whatever you want to insult that team by, I respect them all.
Will Framber slap himself? Someone is saying that he doesn't do
That's
that.
What I said,
oh, you did?
Yeah,
you said he'll slap. Okay.
So when you said slapping, I said, is he going to be slapping himself like what's his name? The old reliever back in the
Ken
day,
Giles.
Ken Giles.
Why is there a bead on his face?
Shut up.
Ben, off the top rope.
People keep asking, because not everybody listens to all 4 hours of the show, why it looks like I got punched in the face. It's because Seth Payne punched himself in the face.
Yeah.
And I pulled a Ken Giles on the bridge of my nose as I was flailing at in a particularly aggressive B.
You were.
The other day.
Unlike Ken Giles, who was mad at himself, you were flailing away at a creature that was one millionth your size.
It was worth it, though, because it was a kill shot. The B stung me on the very forearm that I had hit the bridge of my nose
hit
with.
Yourself? You killed
And so it died. As I almost broke my own nose.
You killed two things with one stone, the bridge of your nose and a bee.
This never happened to me before because the bee was, it kept dive bombing me, but not stinging my head.
Yeah.
That's what I'm usually super calm around bees. I honestly, when a bee lands on me, typically I'm just like, it'll leave eventually.
Make friends with them.
No big deal.
Yeah.
Just don't make any wild movements. And there I was, wildly thrashing about because this bee kept like, hitting my head, like dive-bombing my head.
It's a sociopath.
But not stinging me. Yeah, like it was messing with me.
Right.
It was bullying me.
Yeah. I think that bee, even though it died, feels like it won. It got a human being to hit himself and break.
It probably did.
You broke skin on your face.
I think I had somehow rustled about a nest or
That's
something.
That's a win for the bee. I'm gonna go boxing judge here.
Yeah.
The bee wins. I know he died.
That's his whole purpose in life is to protect the queen.
Right, right, right.
So, and he drove me away from wherever that queen was.
Yeah. Split decision, wherever the hive was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, split decision.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Text message. Guys, Christian Harris has been running with the ones. He didn't practice yesterday. Any reason?
What are you talking about running with the ones? He's been in walkthroughs with the
walkthroughs. He says Christian Harris has been with the ones. I paraphrase. I stuck running with in there.
He's been in walkthroughs.
With the ones.
And doing some like positional drills and stuff.
But he's been participating in stuff, yeah. I think is the gist of the text.
Yeah.
He didn't practice yesterday. Any reason? I think just an abundance of caution.
Yeah, they're taking it super slow and easy. Don't read into any of the linebackers right now running with the ones. Of all the positions where I would say don't read too much into it, they've got a lot of different skill sets, but also really, you know, a lot of linebackers with potential. But I think that at any given time, you're going to see, you know, let's see Azeez Alshire and Henry Toa start. If Christian Harris, let's say hypothetically, comes back 100% healthy, you're going to see EJ Speed. You're going to see Christian Harris. You're going to see Jamal Hill. I think we'll see. Jamal Hill's got a lot of potential.
Linebacker, don't read into the ones, you know, or the read into the ones level is very, very low with that. Where is it with the offensive line right now?
Oh, reading into the ones. Fisher was out there with the ones some yesterday. I don't read into that at all. I think they're giving Titus Howard a break.
Mm-hmm.
The Ariante Ursary running with the ones has been so consistent since Cam Robinson got injured that you read into that.
The only non-running with the ones Ariante Ursary was doing was early in camp where he ran with the threes at left tackle.
Yeah.
He was with the ones at right tackle, and it felt like they were just kind of making sure he kept his feet wet at the left tackle.
Yeah.
Yeah, just so he could, you know, visualize and whatnot. Now he's your one at the left tackle because of Cam Robinson's
injury. You know what I read more into is the fact that Ariante Ursary only played 10 snaps in the preseason game.
Treated like a vet.
Yeah. I mean,
a vet.
Other guys are out there. Jalen Noel played a lot more than the first series. A lot of veterans played more than the first series. You look at different positions.
Well, Derek Fisher played until the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Fisher.
Did I say Derek Fisher? Yeah. Blake Fisher. Oh, my God. Where did Derek Fisher still play? Derek Fisher. I would love to stick Derek. I would love to stick. I hate Derek Fisher. I would love to stick him out there at right tackle in an NFL game.
Derek Fisher played the entire game and then went home with an assistant coach's wife.
Exactly. Derek Fisher. He stole the right tackle position. He stole right tackle from Titus Howard and then stole Mrs. Howard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the text page for the name Derek on here. Where the hell did you cough on me before the show?
It was just you thinking of Derek Fisher.
Oh, my God.
You caught the Seth Payne disease.
Yeah.
What's it called? Confabulating things, yeah.
Confabulating?
Is that the word?
I don't know.
No, confabulating is when you make up a memory.
Conflating?
No, transposing maybe.
Transposing.
I don't know.
Yeah,
Two names, whatever. Ben, look that up for me.
Payne and Pendergast.
Use ChatGPT. I'm told that's what the big deal is these days.
Yeah, I've been using it a lot.
Use the advanced.
I've been creating a lot of funny images on it.
Use better Google. That's all it is. All right? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I was talking to a computer engineer the other day about, he was like livid about just the characterization of AI and everything. Oh, yeah, look at me. I didn't understand a thing he was saying. But he was explaining how people are using the term AI really inaccurately in a lot of respects and everything. And I'm like, yeah, I get it, bro. I am besides myself with rage over this very thing that you're talking about. I understand everything.
You were the early
everything you're saying.
You were the early adopter of AI on this show.
Uh-huh.
You were.
Are you
off of it now?
No. I still use it for specific. You know what? I use it for advice at times. Oh. I was acting irrationally a little bit with Brandy a couple months ago. And I suspected I was acting irrationally. Yep. I didn't know at the time. I was mad about something.
Yeah.
And I talked through it with Gemini. And Gemini gave me some good advice about how maybe I was overreacting to something. Right. And I said, well, what are some things I could say to Brandy? And it gave me like three questions or three things that we could talk about.
Okay.
And it worked it out.
AI.
Well.
AI saved your marriage.
Yes. And then I said, how can I parlay this into an intimate episode?
And?
And then I gave me the whole disclaimer of like, well, ethically, blah, blah,
oh,
blah, blah,
I know.
Blah, blah.
I know. Yeah.
You know what I did? This annoys me about Gemini. Tries to big bro me a little bit.
Because mm-hmm.
I was just curious. It's a Gemini. I'm just curious. I weigh 250 pounds. could I get my daily protein requirements if I had to from nothing but peanut butter sandwiches for a couple days?
And
I get like the first two paragraphs are like warning you. Protein isn't the only nutrient required for blah, blah, blah.
You know, you need 2,000 calories a day.
I asked you a simple damn question, Mom.
Yeah.
All right?
Thanks.
I wouldn't advise it because blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I just want to know when you turn into the Food and Drug Administration.
If you want a little bit more hardcore, you just go to Grok. You know? Grok will tell you that, and then I'll be like, and would you also like to know how to make a bomb in your bathtub?
It offers it up. Wait, there's more.
So you know what? You want to know how to steal some peanut butter? I got you, bro.
Oh, man. All right, headlines coming up next. Texans joint practice. We'll circle back to the Astros. Hey, the schedule's out for the Rockets. We've got the key dates for you for what is going to be one of the most fun Rocket seasons we've had in a long, long time. We've got that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.